The Bering Sea pollock fishery officially opened on January 20th, but 2 weeks later, most of the fleet hasn't left the port. KUCB's Ann Hillman in Unalaska found out why.
Pollock fishing is getting a slow start this year, and most of the fleet is still sitting in port. Sylvia Adafa, who began working in the industry more than 25 years ago, says delaying the harvest is good for the quality of the fishery.
Basically, as pollock school and move into the Bering Sea in schooled conditions, that's when you get a better quality fish in even sizes, and the roe quality improves. And so that's what we're waiting for. And as I said, we expect things to start happening probably by the end of this week.
High-quality fish and roe means more money for the fishermen and the processing plants. Edifa explains that waiting until the pollock school also helps the rest of the ecosystem by reducing bycatch, especially salmon bycatch. Salmon bycatch was a problem for the pollock fishery in previous years. Edifa says the late schooling is not unusual. The same thing happened during the 1980s and the late 1990s. They schooled earlier in the early 2000s, but this is just part of the pollock cycle. Adafa, who is co-op manager for Alyeska, says it's having a mixed impact on the processing plants.
It's a little tough for them because they have so many processors that they're housing and trying to keep busy. But in the end, I think it'll be better for the processing plants as well, because they'll be able to make a better product out of what comes in instead of just fishing whatever. Again, scratching is when your catch rate is low, and when you scratch in a pollock fishery, you get a lot of bycatch of things that you don't intend to catch, and so what you deliver into a processor isn't as good a quality as when fishing improves. I think overall it'll probably work out for the processors as well. Might hurt in the beginning, but in the big picture sense, it'll be better.
Though it may be better for the plants in the end, it's hurting some of the processor workers now. Terrell Troutman is working his first season at Unicy. He came up from Georgia to try to earn money for his family while his girlfriend goes to school.
It's kind of rough, you know, three kids and everything, and now it's like no work, so I've been up here about a month now and probably made about $200. So it's really bad right now.
The plant provides food and housing, even though most employees are not working. But Troutman isn't making anything to send home.
And then out of 1,300 people, they're trying to fit everybody into just working crab, and we're getting maybe 3 days out of 2 weeks worth of work.
At $7.15 an hour, he says it doesn't add up very fast without any overtime pay to supplement it. He and his coworkers were promised 1,500 hours in 40 to 45 days. Hector Medina from Seattle says he passes his time eating, sleeping, and playing basketball, but he'd rather be making money.
And if we decide to quit, then we have to pay our own fly back, so we can't quit.
He says he'll see how the rest of A season plays out before deciding if he'll return for B season as he originally planned. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.